Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Only 30 minutes. On Sunday, your host, T-A-Z, I'm going to tell you, I was watching the football game a few seconds ago. Dallas Cowboys was losing by 20, and they come back and win 40-39 in the last 2 seconds. And everybody called me right before the show, talking noise. So that's why we don't have the machine. So I do have D Lovely on the line, and I'm going to act like the people cheer. Yay! Yay!
That's awesome.
I don't have the machine because people was calling me. I'm like, oh, Lord. Everybody kept talking noise all through the game. And it just ended. That's why I'm like, I ain't got the machine. I ain't got the cheers with D Lovely. And I know she loves it.
It just makes my day. Nobody else is cheering for me, so I appreciate that.
Good talking to you, sis. Do you have anything on your mind that's going on?
You know,
anything,
I have one thing on my mind. My heart literally broke when I saw the notorious RBG passed away.
RBG.
I'm not kidding you. I felt like she was holding on with everything God gave her to try to stay here until that man got booted out. And she did her very, very best. I am so proud and impressed. I love her. It was awesome. So,
yeah. She was 87.
Yeah.
Champion of gender equality, women's rights.
Yeah.
I was heartbroken too when the news came over. I was watching the news, and it was breaking news. I was watching Joy Reid, matter of fact, and it was breaking news. It was heartbreaking. And then, no later than 5 minutes after she passed away, McConnell talking about putting the Senate to a vote for her a seat on the justice for her replacement. No sooner than she died, he talked about it. After he held up President Obama's pick, talking about there should not be any picks for the Senate during the presidential year. We should let the people decide it. But then he reneged on what he made up when he stopped President Obama. So the way I feel, when Biden wins, and when we flip the Senate, and when we have the House, we just go on and pack the court with 13 justices, and it makes
exactly
it
add some new ones. If this is how you want to play the game, let's play.
Yeah, because a lot of people on my posts said that's not in the Constitution. The Constitution says that the Senate can choose the number of justices at any time. Because they were at six at one time. Then they went up to nine.
Well, the thing about it is they had to go from – you can't go to an even number. You have to go to an odd number. Otherwise, you could always wind up with a tie.
You always have a tie.
So you have to have an odd number.
Yeah,
so they realized
they can add,
when they had the six,
they can add it up to 13, 15.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just enough so we can be winning.
That's all I need.
I'm tired of all this cheating.
Right. Let's talk about it.
and then, wait a minute. While we got power, make a law that you can't up the ante for another 20 years or something like that.
That's right.
You might as well. You might as well just make a whole law so you can't
make
no
new
more.
Laws. That's right. Since they're making up stuff, almost cussed. They're making up stuff. Let's make up some stuff too.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's time for us to start cheating.
I think that's a great idea. That's what's going to entertain me.
Hey, you heard Lindsey Graham talking about you can hold me accountable. I don't think we should. And now he's talking about I see why President Trump should add up. I'm like, oh, y'all lying, flip flopping, procrastination. I mean, all this. Oh, my God. So, when we get power, let's just take it to the hill, too. Let's do some dirty shit, too.
Do what this president has done time and time again. Just when you can't get your way and you don't win audit, honestly, just do an executive order.
Yeah, well, when we got power, we should just make a law because it's harder to change.
Laws go. I feel like they should not. That if you're sitting on the Supreme Court, it should not be a lifetime opportunity. I think it should have terms.
That should be in order too. I mean, just take. Hey, like I said, they need to just go on and take everything they got when they get the power, change stuff. And make a law, because then we just hope the other side don't have full control. They can have the House or they can have the Senate, but we better hope they don't have all three branches so they can rechange this shit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because then it'll just be all messed up. All you could do. You can't even do an executive order. You got to go through and have a law and have a vote.
Right.
So, yeah.
You're right.
Okay, the COVID numbers for this week, United States, 6.79 million cases. And it had today 199,000 deaths. So we're on the brink of crossing over 200,000.
Yeah.
After you heard Trump this week say something and mention something about a herd mentality.
Yeah.
So I found that just disgusting because you got to get a certain number amount of deaths and people immune to it before the herd doesn't contract this disease all over again and spread it. That's just crazy.
We are effing in the worst way right now.
And this is where I'm at.
Used to say they're doing us so dirty and not even giving us the courtesy of a reach around. Just doing it. Just doing it to this terrible. It's terrible.
And if I had the machine, I would hit the snare drum. you stupid. Not even giving us the courtesy of a reach around. You stupid. Oh, man.
Doing us
that
dirty.
Hurt right there.
Doing us
yeah. I understood. you messed me up on that one. Of course, you threw my whole train of thought off. People, it's been said that some people caught the virus two times.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, thin out the herd so it don't get contracted would be non-avoid if anybody could catch it two times in a row.
Right.
So I don't think there's no immunity.
There isn't. That's the whole point.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work for that particular, for this particular disease that we got.
Yeah, we're not. They're not winning with that one.
And if United States would bear down, and everybody wear masks, and we didn't have all these knuckleheads in the street, unbelieving. Don't believe that COVID is real, because we still got some of them jokers out there, too. Black people, too. I know some black people that don't believe it's real.
Ignorance isn't limited to a color at this point.
Yeah, but I know some black people that don't believe it's real because they said it's not real. And, of course,
right.
Trump supporters say it's not real.
But here's,
and then
here's the thing I ask.
Don't know anything.
If it's not real, why are they concerned about a vaccine? What do they care? It's not real. So what do they care whether a vaccine is created or not? Why are they using this as their talking point? It's not real.
Yeah, yeah. It's not real. Why do you think the people that think it's not real, then why do you think there's no people in the stands hardly at football games and baseball games now? Why do you think wouldn't you think that the owners would want to make money? Wouldn't you think
that
they're losing money by
there.
Not having people? Yeah, having no fans in the stands. Of course they got TV. They make money off of TV coverage and advertisement and all that. But other than that, why would you think they wouldn't have people come to the games if it wasn't real?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think in some stores that it's mandatory your ass wear a mask or you get put off? Why do you think some of the people got put off for life at some of these airlines for not wearing a mask because they didn't think it was real? Why do you think people are enforcing it? I mean, different companies are enforcing it. Now, yesterday I was at a CarMax in Irving. I want to say this. No, it's in Dallas. I got a new car yesterday, matter of fact.
Congratulations.
And
I'll ask you later what it is.
Yeah, because I need to get I'm going to have to end up getting a wheelchair in a minute.
Oh,
but
my God.
We'll talk about that offline, too. We'll talk about that offline, too. because my other vehicle couldn't support a wheelchair. Hell, I could put one in the back of that mug. It would have been a stretch. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
That was the only reason why. Now, but some people were in the CarMax walking around, walked in with a mask, and then took it off. And I'm going to tell you, the two people I've seen without no mask, they were black people.
Of course. It's happening around here all the time. We have they've had a lot of college students who are younger people who are hanging out in parking lots late in the evening because they don't have anything to do because everything's closed, and they all just hanging around, not a mask in sight. And they literally are having the police have to come in, shut the place down, because the owners are calling and saying, look, these people are hanging out in my parking lot, and they know I can't even say anything to them because you tell somebody to wear a mask and they want to fight.
So the police come and chase them out?
They have to shut the place down long enough for them to do cleaning, and it's crazy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's totally ridiculous. And you wonder how other countries, you know, like France, maybe eight deaths that day,
mm-hmm.
or somebody else, 33 deaths that day. But America, 1,100, 989. What makes you think?
Thousands of people just dying.
Yeah, what makes you think that we're so smart about this? If everybody wore a mask, go on.
You have pastors who are out here saying they don't believe it's real, and then when they get it, they say, you know, I know I have it, but I don't know where I got it from. It doesn't matter. If you had been wearing a mask, you wouldn't have got it.
Yeah.
So now you've exposed all these other people.
Yeah, you would have been protected from even having a particle hit your nose or your mouth. And then there's some people that wear their mask and their nose is out. Those guys, I'm like.
That's like the little cartoon of the man wearing the underwear under his privates. It's like, what's the point of wearing them if you're going to wear it low?
I find this junk so crazy. I don't understand it. I'm looking at them like, why did you got a mask on then? Yeah. Like, you don't bring
just
out
you
your
know,
nose.
I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah. But I'm still breathing
stop
out my nose.
I got
I think that's just crazy. Insane.
It is.
Okay, after RBG passed away, Act Blue received $95 million between the time of Ginsburg's death being announced and Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Through all the donations, $95
million.
That goes to tell you, this goes to tell you that there are more people voting blue, voting Democratic, because of what's going on with the Trump and the Republicans. But it also tells you that's why Trump and the Republicans are trying to cheat this vote, trying to take it
right.
away, trying
right.
to suppress the vote every way they can. They suppress the vote by, oh, the signature on the ballot doesn't match the regular signature that you have. Now, there was some people that had a signature that was registered when they wrote it. They wrote it when they were like in their 30s.
Right.
And now these cats are in their 70s. And, you know, through the years, your signature does change.
Mine has many a time.
Yeah, mine has too. Mine has because the earth was spinning too fast that day and I couldn't get my paper straight. But that's neither here nor there.
I don't know if when I signed up one time, maybe I was just all in love. I had little hearts in the eyes and all kinds of things. Now I wouldn't put a heart in nothing.
Yeah, your mood had changed. See,
yeah.
I mean, every time, when you got to sign, sometimes some people could have hurt their wrist, you know, from lifting anything at work.
Right.
You know, your signature is bound to change.
Yeah.
So that's why they're sending people's ballots back because of that. It's just a big mm-hmm. old cheat. And I think basically they're looking at, well, if we throw all these out, I know they can't look through the paper and see what they voted, but look through the envelope and see what they voted. But they're figuring if we can just deter a couple of these folks away and deter a couple of these folks, we could swing it our way. It's horrible. And then every year you hear the same complaints during time to vote. The machines didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think they should have had these machines up and running and should have known they were working before the day
that's
of the election?
Oh, man, don't buy into that. You know that's not what happened. Don't buy into that. That's the lie they're going to tell, but they ain't got nothing to do with the truth.
Okay, Colin Kaepernick, all black jersey sold out in under a minute when they released
a couple of days
ago.
Did you get one? I didn't. It told me it's on back order.
Yeah, but don't it look sweet? The number black,
shirt
black?
It is beautiful. I can't wait to get one. I can't wait.
I had my regular Colin Kaepernick jersey on one day when I went to the doctor's, and some lady ran up to me to tell me I like that shirt. And I'm looking at her, and she was a white lady. She was a white lady, and I'm saying to myself, you do know who we're talking about, right? Maybe
you'd be surprised.
I mean, maybe she likes the San Francisco 49ers. That might have been it. That's what I was saying to myself. But she ran up on me to tell me that. I looked at her like, okay, because at first when it was really going down and I had the jersey, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to wear this jersey. Might have to fight somebody.
You know what, that's the same way I was when someone gave me a sticker to put in my window of the back of my vehicle that said Black Lives Matter. I'm like, but I can't leave my car nowhere because I ain't coming back and find out somebody buff all my windows out because I care.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You can't. Well, for me, I don't put no stickers in my window unless it's the car wash sticker that they got to run the barcode on that I got to count at, and the one that says I had an inspection sticker.
Oh.
That's it. I don't put no stickers in my car, no way. Because I didn't like bumper stickers. I didn't do that. When I worked at the mall as security, and cars would just make up their own parking space at the mall, we had these big, gooey stickers that we put on the window just so they know they shouldn't have parked there. And I put it all in their vision on the front of the window, glued it on there, stuck it on there. It was a hot day, and they got to stand out there with a straight knife to cut it away from the window so they can see. And then all the glue be stuck on the window. There, you still got to go to the, go get some special solvent to get it off, or go to the car wash and get it off.
Yep, they deserve it.
Yeah,
too.
I put it, and sometimes I put two or three if it's a big window.
Good, that'll teach them. I ain't mad. Don't talk in the wrong space.
Yeah, it said you're in the wrong space. I couldn't give a ticket. I was at the mall. But I shouldn't have put them sticky, gooey stickers on there. Okay. Senate Homeland Security Committee authorized subpoenas for the testimony from Obama officials as part of the Russia probe.
Yeah.
Do you think this is trying to be an October surprise?
I would like for it to be I think it has to wait. I'm hoping that it's a surprise that they can't – well, they're going to deny it anyway because we know very well it doesn't matter what that man does or what he's been accused of or what's happening. His sheep are going to be sheep. They don't care, and they don't want to hear what anybody else has to say.
They just want to stir up some trouble.
Yeah, I just watched a not Don Lennon, Trevor Noah show, and they had a guy out in the field asking Trump supporters what their biggest dislike of Obama was, and the guy said that he didn't do his job during 9/11. He wasn't in the office. He was nowhere to be found on 9/11. And I was
of
thinking to myself,
wasn't.
Can you hear yourself?
Of course,
and again,
he wasn't.
What do you think
he's
done? He should have been there. He should have been there for America. But because he's probably a Muslim, and he was probably glad that they did, you know, that they flew those planes into our buildings. And the guy was like, "Huh?" And you think Obama should have done something about that? He said, "Yeah." He said as the president. I was like, "Okay, you're just a straight dumbass. I can't listen to you."
Yeah, they all are. They are foolish. Somebody wrote on one of the posts, why do you think they love this man so? And another guy wrote, it's a cult.
Yep.
I just like, yeah, that's the answer right there.
You just do what the boss says. He's the L. Ron Hubbard of politics.
And it don't matter what he do. You know, I love my racist friends because they bring out the points that I prove out so well on my post.
And
I know you see, some of them go, I can't be involved in this mess today. because I know you had to see the last one. We went in about 83 comments strong, and everybody was killing these guys. Huh? They were killing. I know you looked at it and probably went, I'm not going to say that because then I'm going to be invested, and here we go some more.
And I was thinking to myself, I said, you know, I already did this one time, and it got me into a place with Taz where he was like, Lord, I don't believe you. So I just decided, I just had to fan myself. I fanned myself, and I was like, I'm out. I'm not getting involved. You're not pulling me back in.
But some of the dumb stuff they say makes you want to go in with a lightsaber around your waist, I'm jumping in the pool, the deep end. I got to go. So it does make you want to go
about
in
the whole
of stuff they say.
The nose, just jump in.
Just jump in. Grab a lifesaver, put it around you. Oh, Lord, a rubber ducky. Get in there. I'm jumping in the deep end, y'all. Because this don't make no days. What they
I have to fight it. I fight the power. I don't do it. I just can't. I can't with your people.
I know, but and everybody keeps saying on my post, how come you just don't delete them? I say I want to show everybody how stupid they are, and I say it right as they're on there.
Yeah, they have the right
I'm
to their opinion. Even though it's
yeah.
one of those, it's popular and it gets them a lot of attention, but it's exactly the kind of attention they need and deserve.
Yeah, and they try to fight. They try to fight City Hall, but City Hall on my page be coming down on their on their A's real hard. Oh my God!
Man, it comes
and
with
everybody gets involved.
Whew.
And everybody gets involved, D Lovely.
Everybody does. You can't help it.
And I'm sitting up
really
on the sideline. I'm sitting on the sideline telling some of my friends, "Hey, you know who that dude is? Nah, they wrote for Vanessa Williams' first two albums that went platinum. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm friends with him. And then, oh, you know who that is? That's Andre Crouch, the gospel singer. That's his nephew. He also write and do music. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know who that
yep.
is? That's part of the Brides of Funkenstein that sing with George Clinton. What? Everybody just like I'm picking out all the famous people that said something on the post. Oh, you know who that is? No. That's old girl. She was in Purple Rain and she sung with Prince. Yeah, I'm friends with her too.
And
everybody said
doing it.
Yeah, but I say it on the sideline to keep them going. Dang, they said something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they passing it too. They just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, D Lovely, because you was ready to go jump through online and beat John Mills down.
And I wanted him, I told him, I said, I don't need to, if I ever catch you on the street, you catching these hands. I'm telling you right now.
I went to school with him, and I wrote on there, I said, you was dumb in high school, and you're proving the same effect out here in real life. You are dumb. You have not. And I wrote down, I said, you have not got any gooder. And I know you understood what I meant. Everybody
yeah,
on there is like, Taz, you be going in. Oh, I be going in. I don't give a damn about them. I don't give a damn
mm-hmm.
about those stupid thinking, non-philosophy, non-factual people that come on my post and sprout the same talking points that 45 be saying every week without no proof, no evidence,
right.
Just straight lies. We already know he
and
told over 20,000 of them.
Made up.
Yeah, just come with some. Oh, no, you're not getting away with all that.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes after I get through talking to you, I'll drop the mic on you.
Yeah, like the president standing up there saying, I didn't downplay, I upplayed it. And I was like, first of all, not a word. And you just making up
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Keep...
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the same thing you did. That is upplay a word. Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't get involved, D-Lovely, because it'll draw you in. Because a lot of people say, I wasn't going to say nothing, but this just made me so mad. I said, here you go. You're in the conversation now because they're getting ready to call you out. So then you got
to
defend on what they called you out on. And you're in the conversation after two comments. You might as well say you're in there.
Yeah, you might as well keep going. Go hard. Go hard to think. You hear.
Yeah, you might as well if you ain't got no other choice. Well, it's good talking to you, D-Lovely. It's 15
my friend.
Seconds. When you want to know, just hit me up. I'll tell you about what happened. But I tell you.
In a little while.
All right. Love you. Take care.
Okay.